Broadcasting from the David Price IMAX Center Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Friday? You're kidding, right? It's already Friday. Wow. That's good. I'm cool with that. And I love doing the show, so I don't have to get to Friday, but it's a good time on Friday because the guesting's good and the show will be outstanding for you. Brad Powers coming up. Handicapping out in Vegas. That's hour number three. So a couple of hours out there with Brad. And Stephen Smith from Touchdown Alabama at the top of hour number two. We're actually going to get him to look at the rest of the SEC West. We'll talk a little Bama there too, but how do you slot them once you get past Alabama? Auburn probably conservatively in the two slot. We talked about this with Jeremy Birmingham. How do you slot the Big Ten East once you get past Ohio State? He actually went with Michigan. A lot of people are downing Michigan and going Penn State or Sparty right there, but he went with Michigan too. And then Penn State 3, Sparty 4. I got to tell you now, people are dogging out Michigan, but when you talk about their defensive line, which their defense hadn't been the problem, their defense has been a strength. Rashawn Gary, Chase Winovich, Devin Bush, they got a lot of talent on D. Now, the other side of the ball, that's where the highly debatable side is. If you want to get in today, 888-702-5494. That's an easy way to get in, 888-702-5494. Twitter, at Bill Is King. And if you want to email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Did you see where Demetrius Robertson, and that would be Robertson, not Robinson, Demetrius Robertson from Cal is transferring. Now, you may be thinking, Bill, I know it's college football, but Cal? And you're located in the South. Well, let me give you the connection. He's from Savannah, Georgia. Former five-star wide receiver. Played his ball at Savannah. Actually, originally was committed to Alabama. Kirby Smart. And backed off of that, was looking at Georgia, Notre Dame, Cal, actually signed early scholarship papers with Georgia Tech, too. Selected Cal, and actually had a hell of a freshman season. Had 50 catches his freshman season. Didn't do much his sophomore year due to injuries. Really didn't play. Announced yesterday that he's transferring and he's coming back this way. Now, again, he's from Savannah. He said it was personal reasons, did not cite anything further, which is certainly his prerogative. And people are speculating on what this means. Where would he go? Now, there are many connections. One would be Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart started on him and had a relationship with him back to when he was a freshman. And people were already talking about him. Again, he ended up a five-star wide receiver out of Savannah. And again, like I mentioned, he committed to Alabama originally. Ole Miss is considered a possibility. His recruiting coach at Cal was Jacob Peeler, who is now at Ole Miss. So Ole Miss is thought to be a possibility. Also West Virginia because of their OC, which is Jake Spavital. There's a connection there because he was at Cal. This was under the Sonny Dykes regime. Sonny was out there only his freshman year. They went 5-7, if I recall. And then he got run, and Justin Wilcox, who has been many teams' former defensive coordinator, is the head coach out there now. Their leading receiver actually is Vic Wharton, who is from right here, and started his career at Tennessee. That was part of Butch's very first class at Tennessee. And Vic Wharton was the first guy, basically, and kind of the ringleader to help recruit that group. Ended up not happy at Tennessee, didn't get to play much, and transferred out to Cal. And he is their leading wide receiver. So, yeah, Demetrius Robertson, I just thought I would bring that up. Because he's going to end up somewhere back in this region. I don't know which one it is. I mean, if you're Georgia, I don't think much is going on with Alabama. Alabama is loaded at wide receiver. They don't need a wide receiver transfer, so I don't think anything would be going on there. Alabama is deeper at receiver now than they've probably been under Nick Saban. So adding some new dude right now wouldn't be in their best interest, counting scholarships, etc. Not at all. Georgia, maybe. If you're out at Cal and you're coming back to your home in Savannah because of personal reasons, I doubt that means you're going to Notre Dame. Because Notre Dame was in it. I don't know how many of you remember this, but Notre Dame, actually, one of their recruiting pitches, they showed up at his house in a big, like, 18-wheeler. What did they call it? Notre Dame? There was a nickname for that thing, too. I don't remember that part. That fine little detail, I don't recall. But I remember that. Remember they showed up in an 18-wheeler, and they called it ND4 or something? I don't know. That's all I remember about that one. Brad's coming up here in a little bit, and we'll hang out with him. WT3 on Twitter says, Bill, as a dog, I'm indifferent about this. Could have been great watching from Cal as Georgia had a great season. And with a pair of stud wide receivers coming in next year, that could be a detraction. I don't know what he's thinking either. I haven't talked to anybody that I would trust from the behind-the-scenes coaching ranks that could say, here's the connection. I do hear quite a bit of Ole Miss there, though. But if you're coming back home because of personal reasons, you're leaving Cal, is it just that you want to be closer to Savannah, his home, meaning somewhere within 3, 4, 5 hours, not in Berkeley, which is the literally, Savannah's on the ocean, right over by Hilton Head, right? So that's the opposite coast. You can't really, inside the lower 48, you can't really fly any further, can you? Than from Savannah to Berkeley? Maybe the tip of Miami out to Seattle. What would be the furthest 2 points between the states in the lower 48. What would that be? Somewhere up above New England? Somewhere in Maine. The northernmost portion of Maine to San Diego. Would that be further than Miami to Seattle? Or wherever? Tacoma? I don't know. Maybe it's just to get within somewhat reasonable driving distance of home. I don't know. I don't know. Watch the draft any? I did. I mean, I monitored it. I didn't spend a lot of time on it because we don't talk much NBA, if at all, here on the show. And college basketball on this show gets less than a month, gets part of March, usually. That's about it. College basketball as a conversation, a radio conversation, a talk radio conversation has died over the last 25, 30 years. It's not an easy sell. Now, if you're in Lexington, Kentucky, if you're in North Carolina, if you're in Indiana, you can pull that off. But you can't anywhere else. It's just not a conversive topic that carries a lot of follows, if you will. So I watched it a little bit last night, and Malik Newman, by the way, remember him a couple of years ago out of Mississippi? Everybody had to have him, and he was a McDonald's All-American, five-star, incredible scoring guard, ended up signing with Mississippi State, stayed there a while, and then went out to Kansas, spent some time there. I guess, was he there one or two, couple years at Kansas, I guess. He didn't get drafted. It's amazing. So you never know. Now, most of the time in basketball, if you see a five-star, I mean, they're usually – basketball is easier to scout just from a visual amateur point of view. I mean, you don't have to be the most intelligent rocket scientist to scout basketball per se now. And I'm saying from high school to college, usually – I mean, usually, and there are exceptions to everything. Usually, in basketball, what you see is probably what you're going to get. And basketball players are evaluated at a very young age. Football is trickier, way trickier. I mean, there are lots of things that could go wrong there from an evaluation standpoint. And from a development standpoint, and from a projection standpoint, there are way more moving parts and way more what-ifs when you're looking at a football player and you're projecting. Way more. It's difficult. Baseball is also very difficult, but football is tough. And I would say in football, the easiest, the most simple evaluation in football is a running back. Running back usually... And again, always exceptions. Usually a running back is what you think he is, per se. I've seen a few busts at running back. The biggest bust that I can recall where literally a five-star talent looked like he could not play a lick once he got to college was one that went to Tennessee. His name was Brian Darden, and he was out of Vicksburg, Mississippi. Some of you that are recruiting aficionados will remember that. Some of you won't. But he literally got there, and I don't – and everybody wanted him. I mean, everybody lined up to get him. And best I could tell, that guy couldn't play at all. I mean, literally. That is shocking. That does not happen at running back much. And ended up actually moved him over to DB, and I don't think he was much there either. And his career was basically nothing. Basically invisible. Didn't bust a grape the entire time. And I don't think it was like he got hurt. Obviously, you can be derailed because of injury. Or let's say you get to a place that totally misuses you, doesn't use you appropriately. Those things can happen. That didn't happen in Tennessee. This guy just couldn't play. That's shocking when that happens. Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. When we plug the show on Twitter at Bill is King, and we put up the guesting list and all that for the next day, we put up a example of when you go to Primo Seats, where you can go and find tickets. And I just pick out a certain team or game. I do it randomly. And we've got a lot of early games, week one games that we've been talking about, right? Whether it's Michigan, Notre Dame, whether it's Auburn and Washington, LSU, Miami, Florida State, Virginia Tech, Alabama and Louisville. Who else? Tennessee and West Virginia playing over in Charlotte. All those games. We put them up, and we let you see what it looks like. The phone number's up there. It's a 703 number. It's primoseats.com when you go there. And you are going to really love what they do. Primoseats.com. And remember, when you're ordering tickets to any sporting event, college or pro, or concerts, doesn't have to be sports now, use the name Bill Is King in the promo code box. That will get you 5% off an already really good price. Primoseats.com, PRIMOseats.com. We're coming right back. Just getting started. Friday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Fire EMS still on the scene of this crash here at Harding Place at I-24. Nesbitt Lane at Gallatin Pike up in Madison. That wreck is still blocking traffic. They're on the brakes now already here on 65 southbound as you approach Trinity Lane, working your way down from the north. Hey, if you're looking for the best bargains, then look no more. Check out GimmeA5.com. They're in Clarksville, Lebanon, Dixon, Madison. GimmeA5.com. You never know what you're going to find. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Grand Mechanical Heat and Air in Nashville remind Americans to show your support to the men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by Grand Mechanical Heat and Air. For all your residential HVAC install, repair, or cleaning, call 615-478-7620. That's 615-478-7620. And visit GrandMechanicalHVAC.com. That's Grand Mechanical Heat and Air. They're professionals who care. Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on-site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at nissanofrivergate.com.
Napa Know How.
Your broken AC may not be broken. It may just need a recharge with the Avalanche AC Recharge Kit. Just $39.99 plus an additional $15 prepaid Visa card by mail. Just pull the trigger and brr. The Avalanche AC Recharge Kit. Now $39.99 plus $15 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/18.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it, which is why I thank the stars I have a third, Grainger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Grainger hands me what I need when I need it, which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, all right. I'm going to knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I got
to
tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Tag Fat Side Up, tweet to Bill at Bill Is King to enter the arena of ideas.
From the David Price IMAX Center Studios. Brought to you by the Palatial Omni Nashville Hotel. Good Friday to you. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill Is King. You can check in whenever you feel like it. Brad Powers coming up, hour 3. Handicapping. We'll be out in Vegas. Brad will break down games for us. We'll get to the playing portion of the season soon enough. Yeah, I'm not counting down to it. I enjoy my summer days. I do. I love college football. I think you can tell by listening to the show. I haven't disconnected from college football in 35 years, literally. I don't know of what's this so-called off-season supposed to be. There is no off-season. There's a non-playing portion of the season. So with that mindset, never disconnecting, I don't have to count down to the season. I don't have to get there next week. I enjoy each day. I enjoy the spring and the summer. Matter of fact, my favorite month is May. It's not the fall, even though obviously college football is our solar system, but that's just a wonderful month. The weather is starting to get full-time good. It's springy out there. The kids are winding down a school year. It's just always fun. So I watched a little bit of the draft last night. I monitored it the entire time, whether it was on Twitter or watching it, etc. They do a good job of that. I can't sit there and go line by line in a draft where I don't even watch the sport much, and that's the NBA. But it is interesting, and those are all just fantastic players and athletes, and they're all going to be filthy rich. Even the ones that don't do well are going to be filthy rich, so that's a good story. Being a capitalist big, I'm happy for those guys. That's wonderful right there. And I am excited because the College World Series resumes today. And I have told you many, many times that I am enjoying the College World Series, I'd say, more than anything I've been watching the last several years other than college football. Anything else? Like the Major League Baseball World Series? Oh, God, yes. I'm preferring the College World Series. I understand it's not the same level. I don't care about that. I have more fun at a high school game, and I don't get to go to many. But when I'm at a random high school game, I have so much fun watching that level. It does not have to be the Hall of Fame class of the NFL. I just want to see some good football. Doesn't have to be that. Matter of fact, that level's not my favorite level. My favorite level is college and high school. But I am enjoying the World Series so much. And the regionals and most of the regular season, too, in college baseball. I have, and I've always monitored it, but it's been distant. I have been adopting that more and more as a favorite throughout the last couple of years. Jeff, too, on Twitter, at Billis King, Alpha Bean Counter for the show. He said, I did some research on this tweet and was floored. Here's the tweet. It's about John Beilein in Michigan basketball, okay? John Beilein hasn't signed a McDonald's All-American at Michigan. When Mo Wagner was drafted in the first round, that gives him 7 since 2013. Still hasn't signed a McDonald's All-American at Michigan, but he's got 7 first-rounders in the last 5 years. So Jeff, too, on Twitter says, I did some research and I was floored. He joined Michigan in 07. His recruiting rankings are as follows, 07 to 18. You ready, everybody? 51st, 283rd, 34th, 45th, 29th, 8th. There's an 8th right there. Wow. 14th, 30th, 107th, 31st, 43rd, and 12th. And he's also been the national runner-up twice in the last, 5 years? Beilein. I'd say taking what you've got and maximizing it would be exactly what he does. The football staff at Michigan hasn't done that in quite a long time. Not fully. Mainly the offense, but not fully. There's a hell of a stat right there now. Who are the teams that get more with less? And it might not be with less necessarily. Maybe that's a little misleading, but they just get maximum out of whatever they bring in. Wisconsin, Michigan State, typically TCU, Stanford would be another one that you could throw in there. Kansas State, not Kansas. Yeah, put the state on the end there. Don't you put Kansas in there. Kansas is the worst program probably in the history of college football. Kansas State, on the other hand, Little Apple, Manhattan, they maximize whatever they get. A lot of JUCO kids, a lot of 2 and 3 stars that are passed over by Texas and Oklahoma and the bigger, more powerful. And they get them. And the one thing Kansas recruits, so you can just tell by watching them, is they recruit toughness. Kansas State, sorry. The one thing that they go after and they get, it might not be Johnny 5-star, but it's going to be a dude who will absolutely fight you and never quit and will hurt you and will prove to you from the beginning he ain't backing down. That's what they get. They're always tough. They're not going to be the most talented, but they're going to be 8-4 good, and they're going to punch you in the mouth when you didn't think it was coming. And they're not going to apologize about punching you in the mouth either. And they're not going to be scared about retribution. They're tough guys. That's what they go after. Who back this way? I mean, is there a team, for example, in the SEC or, because we just mentioned Wisconsin, Michigan State, Northwestern's another one. But in the SEC, is there one team, and don't bring out Alabama and Georgia or the decorated stars right now, that doesn't get Johnny 5-star but seems to maximize? You could probably say Mississippi State recently, even though they do sign stars. I mean, Leo Lewis and that group, those were highly coveted players. So they get a few of them. They don't get them like, again, Georgia and Alabama do. LSU, Florida when they're right, Tennessee when they're right, Auburn, A&M right now with Jimbo. They don't get those in numbers like that. They don't. I'd say they do. There was a while that you would throw Arkansas into that group too. You wouldn't right now. They're just not very good. They're not maximizing whatever they're getting. And they're not getting the better players. They're getting good players. They'll get high draft picks, but I mean numbers. One or two won't carry you. Talking about volume. Talking about numbers. Anybody else? I mean, I'd say Vanderbilt there for a little bit of a stretch. Certainly James Franklin. That's not sustainable there, unfortunately. Kentucky, you could say that about sometimes, but they don't sustain it. It's not sustainable there either. I would say you could throw Georgia Tech in there some. Paul Johnson's a boring guy. He's kind of a curmudgeon. He's not a real personable guy. He doesn't look like he's interested in much. He's not gregarious. On a microphone, he's boring. His offense irritates some, but it's very difficult to defend. And it's right for their system. I think it's a wonderful offense for what they're doing at Georgia Tech. I think it's underappreciated. Nobody else does it that typically is on their schedule. It's hard to defend, and he knows it better than anybody else. Did it at Navy. Did a very good job there. Yeah, I'd probably throw them in there too, a little bit, a little bit. UCF, considering what they just did, they just won their self-imposed natty. Throw them in there too. Bottom of the hour break here. Just getting started. Friday edition. We're brought to you by the lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning, Fire EMS. Wrapping up this wreck here at Harding Place at I-24, Nesbitt Lane at Gallatin Pike in Madison, trying to recover. Watching traffic pick up right on schedule now here coming out of Wilson County on I-40 into Hermitage. Already starting to get busy now on 24 through the Hickory Hollow area. Boswell's Harley Davidson having a big 10 event coming up July 4th through the 7th here in Nashville. For more information, log on right now to boswellsharley.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, top excuses for not wearing a seatbelt, as told by guys in Tennessee.
Man, I get claustrophobic, though, you know?
That's not claustrophobia. That's safety.
I don't know. I get this rash.
Are you sure that's from a seatbelt?
I don't need one. I've got my airbag.
Seatbelts and airbags work together. Think teamwork, like sports.
Nobody tells me what to do in my vehicle.
Ever heard of stoplights or speed limits? There's really no good excuse for not wearing a seatbelt. Click it or ticket. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956.
You know David Price as an all-star pitcher for the Red Sox, but you may not know that David Price has teamed with Dr. Smithson to deliver non-surgical orthopedic care at his clinic in Murfreesboro and Cool Springs. Dr. Smithson is a board-certified sports medicine physician and former team doctor for Auburn University. If you're looking for a second opinion for your knee or hip replacement, contact the David Price Center at 615-678-0014 or visit davidpricecenter.com.
Coming up this week on Checkpoint Radio, we'll take a listen to a few of the interviews we collected at this year's E3, including Mutant League Football, the Spectrum Retreat, and we'll find out about the handheld PC project Smash Z. Plus, our conversations with OWL players and casters from the Blizzard Arena. That's all coming up on your source for eSports and video game discussions, Checkpoint Radio from Westwood One. Join me, Nate, Robbie Norris, and Joe for Checkpoint Radio.
Sunday nights from 7 to 9 on Nashville Sports Radio. The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely, Nashville Hotel.
David Price, IMAX Center Studios. Appreciate that, Slava. Speaking of not maximizing what you've got, Harbaugh, according to Jeff Too here on Twitter, says has had two top 10 classes in the last 3 years, one of the top five, and can't finish better than third in the Big Ten East, which is true. You go back and you look at Harbaugh, and he's 3 years in at Michigan. He went 10-3, 10-3. That's 20 wins in 2 years. Now, they finished third in the East both times, winning 10 games. Then they went this last year 8-5. And they finished fourth in the Big Ten. So he's got 28 wins total in 3 years. That's a little over 9 wins a year. So that's not god-awful, but it's not what everybody, at least Michigan-wise, signed up for. Do you think sometimes he gets bashed unnecessarily? Or he gets bashed more because he brings it on himself, correct? Is it really about how sucky they look on the football field? Because the entire time, they have not been completely sucky. Now, they haven't won the Ohio State game. I'll give you that. Here's another item. When he was at Stanford, and he was there for 4 years, and he was at San Diego for 3 years. Stanford, now he inherited a huge mess. First year, remember they did beat Southern Cal. Big upset. But first year, they went 4-8. Then they went 5-7. Then they went 8-5. Then they went 12-1. And he cashed in on that one. Went to San Francisco. But there was steady improvement. San Diego, he went 7-4, 11-1, 11-1. In San Diego. So again, 10-3, 10-3, 8-5. I'm just saying, is it a little early for people to be writing him off? Let me get Georgia Dog in here, who's checking in from that lovely Emerald Coast. Okay, we'll pull him back up here in a second. Georgia Dog, 888-702-5494. Georgia Dog, what is happening, sir?
Oh, doing great down here on the beautiful Emerald Coast, headed into work this morning. Had a couple small conversations, or a couple points here. One, you know, everybody, Kirby's third year, everybody's wondering, and you hear it a lot, can he coach? You know, Bill, he took basically the exact same team from it that went 8-5 and was the eyelash of winning the national championship. There was no, the only real true freshman that came in that helped was DeAndre Swift, who is a very good, was a very good freshman running back, but not necessarily what would have put us over the top, because we still had Sony and we still had Chubb and Holyfield and Heron and all these other guys. So, yeah, I think you could say that when you take a team that goes 8-5 and they go to the national title game, I think you can say Kirby can coach.
Oh, I don't think anybody questions that. The only question, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's a negative question, it's just the question, is he going to be able to sustain it? Because that's what people want.
And you're right, you know, and that's part of sustaining that in college football, I think, more than pro football, is recruiting. And, you know, I don't think anybody can question Kirby's recruiting, as I haven't heard, you know, everybody lost his recruiting, and of course he's done a wonderful job. And you know, it's bad when you sign a 4-star athlete and you're like, there weren't any 5-stars available. You know, it's kind of
right.
It's ludicrous to think that way, but you know, that's kind of the way it goes. But and the other point I wanted to talk about, just you know, I see, keep seeing where Tua and Jake Fromm are mentioned. It's not in the top 5 and the top 10 in some places for the Heisman, but, you know, their situation is going to be real unique. They're not going to be able to put up the kind of numbers, the trash numbers, that a lot of the quarterbacks will be able to put up, simply because there's a guy named Jalen Hurts and one named Justin Fields that are going to eat up some playing time. So I don't see those guys having those monster seasons that it takes to win a Heisman.
Yeah, and if Bryce Love is healthy out at Stanford, he's going to put up crazy numbers, you would think. I'm with you. To padding stats won't necessarily be their thing just because of the way the offense is run or the system, what have you. But all that matters is they play well. I mean, if they play well, then Georgia and Alabama fans are going to be happy. I was going to tell you, going back even to Ray Goff, and Ray's a guy that I haven't been in touch with, but I knew pretty well. And, I mean, they did the same thing back then. It's not new at Georgia. I remember those classes where they got Garrison Hurst and Andre Hastings and Eric Zier. Those were all big-name recruits. And those offenses that they had then were incredibly explosive. They didn't stop anybody because they weren't coached, but I mean, Georgia getting fantastic talent is not a new topic. It's just being properly coached and led. That's what's been missing until
now. And there was a poll, and I want to say 2013 or 2014, and they polled all the Division I coaches and asked the question, if you were not a coach, who would you want to coach your son? And the overwhelming choice was Mark Richt. not a guy that won a lot of national titles, but a guy that had his team. You got enough of the spotlight for, you know, your son to do what he does. But, you know, it's always Coach Rick. We all love Coach Rick. We wish him well. But I think that the thing is that he did not bring to Georgia that Kirby's brought is that if you hit him in the mouth, you proverbially hit the team in the mouth, they didn't stand back up. And I think what Kirby's done is put that level of toughness in there, much like Jeremy Pruitt's going to do at Tennessee. And, you know, I don't know how well Tennessee's going to be this year, but I guarantee you they're going to be a tough physical football team, and they're going to continue to be that during his tenure there.
That's why we called Mark Richt on the show of all these years the energy vampire, because that's what he is from time to time. Kirby Smart's not. He's intense. Hey, Georgia Dog, be good, buddy. Have a good day.
All right, brother. Appreciate it, Bill.
All those classes, man. I've seen Georgia recruit. I've seen Tennessee recruit. I've told you as a kid, I remember the 78 class Tennessee signed was ranked number one with Texas. They had them co-number ones in 78. Johnny had been there only a couple of years at Tennessee. Seen lots of them. I've told you my Eric Zier story, but I'll repeat it. That year in recruiting would have been, what, 90 or 91, I'm thinking. And in the Southeast, there were two quarterbacks that were highest rated. They would have been the five stars. That was Heath Shuler in North Carolina and Eric Zier down in Marietta, Georgia. And a good friend of mine was Bob Pittard, who at the time was the recruiting coordinator at Georgia. Good guy. He's an agent now. And I knew Bob, and by that time I already had a lot of connections in coaching that I clandestinely stayed in touch with. And I called his office one random day. I think it was sometime in December, and he answered, and we were talking. And so what do you think is going to happen with Eric Zier? And there was kind of an awkward pause there because Bob's always a kidding around kind of guy. He said, you really want to know? I said, well, I just asked you the question. What's going to happen? He said, well, let me hand the phone to somebody. And he hands the phone, and it's Eric Zier. He was there in the office with him. And Zier says, hey, you know, or whatever. Hey, Mr. King, whatever he said. And we chit-chatted a second. Then he handed the phone back to Pitter. Pitter said, you have any other questions? Eric Zier was coveted by everybody. Well, I've told many of you have heard that story, but it's still a good one. I got lots of those, man. Some of the other stories, like, you haven't lived until you're doing a show and an angry coach is on the hotline waiting on you. Angry about something you've said or angry about something. And during the commercial break, hey, Bill, Coach so-and-so is on the hotline, wants to talk to you. You haven't lived until that's happened to you, which that's happened. I'd say that's happened to me 5 to 10 times through the years. It's not all negative. Sometimes it's a guy that, like, doesn't have my number, so he calls the hotline to say, hey, I just wanted to fill you in on a little something that you were talking about. And then they give me a little something extra about the topic. Don't use my name, but That will happen. It hadn't happened in a while, but that happens through the years. But I've had them call in angry too. And, of course, they don't want to go on the air. They just want to vent a little bit off the air. Oh, that's part of it, everybody. That's part of what you're going to get. And he's right. Georgia Dog's right. The one thing, if you're a Tennessee fan, the one thing that I think you should be looking for is just a different mindset on the team. A full-time toughness, disciplined policy. And I'm talking about on the field. You can't make more talent than is actually there. And they're not going to be a real talented roster. Tennessee right now, just as far as talent is concerned in the East, is behind several teams. Obviously, Georgia. I think they're behind Florida. I think they're behind South Carolina. I don't know that they're better than Missouri. They certainly don't have anything like Drew Locke. Drew Lock individually probably destroys Tennessee, right? So Tennessee is probably halfway talent-wise in the SEC East right now. And it's got a lot of players that probably are underdeveloped too. Now, Jeremy's got to walk into that and fix it. But the one thing he can do, regardless of where you want to rank their talent, is he can make them tough. And he can make them disciplined. And you can be more fundamentally sound on defense because, let's face it, Tennessee hadn't played a lick of defense in 2 years. Been god-awful on that side of the ball. Now, more recently with Josh Dobbs, been pretty damn good on offense. Last year, not so much. But with Dobbs there, they were pretty explosive. They were inconsistent, but when they were exploding, it was good. They were dangerous. That all went away a year ago with him leaving. But, and Juwan Jennings not being able to play. That's a big thing, too. But they can be tough. You can get that going immediately. It might not win you a whole bunch more games initially. Probably won't. But it changes the mindset until you get the talent right. So Georgia Dog is correct about that. Now, Jeremy did not walk into personnel like Kirby Smart did. He didn't. Significantly behind what Kirby's got his hands on. Southeastern termite and pest. So much going on. Brown recluse spiders. Yuck, right? Fungus under the house, on the wood under the house with wet, rotting insulation. Termites. Mosquitoes in the backyard. You name it. It's going on, man, in the 615. I can only tell you about the 615. It's going on there. Southeastern Termite and Pest. Give them a call anytime. 615-293-0722. Going to be typically about 30% less expensive. Going to be 100% better when it comes to customer relations. So if you want to work with the best folks that are eager for your business, willing to earn your business, that's where you're going to go. 615-293-0722 for all your pest control needs. And remember, I tell you this, and I will tell you this until the end of time. If you're listening to me and you miss information on a sponsor, need some information, period, you can always email me, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. BillIsKing7, the number 7, at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. I promise you. Coming right back. Steven Smith, top of hour two from Touchdown, Alabama. I'm going to get him to look at the rest of the SEC West. There's no need to say, hey, guess what, everybody? I'm picking Alabama. I'm smart. That's an original thought. I think Alabama's good. There's no reason to have that conversation, right? Not today. That conversation is had every day on every show probably, right? We're going to go the rest of the West. How would you slot them after Bama? That's the top of the hour. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. As the police work this wreck here on 24 eastbound as you approach the 65 split, this is going to slow you down big time here as you come from Jolton on 24 eastbound, again approaching the 65 split. 1500 block of Broadway, that's an accident in Midtown. Wrapping up that wreck in Madison at Nesbitt Lane there at Gallatin Pike. Black Tie Movers, they provide a luxury moving experience you can afford. Give them a call today at 900-2641. That's Black Tie Movers. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Discover a new level of relaxation at Mokara. It's your chance to revive, rejuvenate, and restore amidst the welcoming tranquility of our award-winning destination spa. We invite you to sample our extensive spa offerings, including massage therapy, facials, body treatments, salon services, and so much more. Experience refined relaxation at Mokara Spa, located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. For an appointment, simply call 615-761-3600.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-758-0950. 855-758-0950. 855-758-0950. That's 855-758-0950.
WNSR Weather.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Thunderstorms across Music City this morning, 84 the high. Thunderstorms tonight, low 69. Partly sunny on Saturday, maybe a storm. Look for a high of 87. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
David Price, IMAX Center Studios. Bunch on Twitter here, at Bill is King. Brandon says, Bill, I'd love to see Georgia Tech run Paul Johnson and hire Baby Kiff. Well, I would, too, just from a selfishness show point of view. Paul Johnson's done a very good job there. I know he rubbed some people wrong. He's boring. We've talked about it. But, yeah, I mean, show-wise, that would spice things up. That would make Georgia Tech a little bit more of a topic on the show. Jeff, too, talking about the SEC, he says, Bill, Missouri has won back-to-back East titles. 13, Missouri finished 12-2, ranked 5th in the final AP. 14, Missouri finished 11-3, ranked 11th in the final coaches poll. Pinkel's recruiting rankings in those 3 years, or the previous 3 years, should say, were 21st, 56th, and 33rd. More good statistical info from Jeff, too. Alpha Bean Counter on the show. Brandon says, Bill, I know it's sort of pro ball, but did you see this? And it was the conversation between Cowherd and Baker Mayfield. Did you see that? And Baker called him out on questioning him. You got to remember with Cowherd, and again, he's been very successful. So it's not some host just trying to flex his muscle and dog out another one. I mean, he's been really successful. But you got to remember that the shtick there is to be incredibly opinionated and not really care whether you're right or wrong. And he throws out a lot of things, most of it probably inaccurate, but it stirs things up. And that's a method. That's a method to do a show. And that's what he does. And I'll tell you this. You learn with Cowherd, it's never the end game
meaning the actual opinion, whether it's right or wrong with him. It's how he circumnavigates around to get to that opinion, his examples he uses, and all that. That can be somewhat interesting, the way he handles that. So I get it. I mean, I did see that. I watched the clip. I didn't see the entire interview, but I've watched the clip. It was all over Twitter, and Twitter was sitting there. Yeah, watch Baker Mayfield just take out Colin Cowherd. He really didn't take him out. He fought back a little bit and pointed out where he thought Cowherd was wrong. I thought it was a pretty good conversation, though. Hour two coming up, Stephen Smith will slot the rest of the SEC West, making a pretty good assumption about the one team, right? The Crimson team. No need to pick them one because they're picked one, right? We'll go two through whatever. Omni.